minyan olamli. Why does the Mishnah have to say it twice? There are 39 malachas. Kita, don't count them. The Rashi lists the yavas malachas as a rei v'achirish. V'yanan chazinim v'yaboyin ninu. On the chos rachas. We'll see for ourselves that there are 39. Why does the Mishnah have to say 39? On Rav Yechanan, the chiddush is shemos and kun and bela mechad. It could be a case you do all 39 on one Shabbos. Behel mechad, you did not know you did an aver in between. Chayiv akolachas v'yachas. You chayiv 39 chatois. And the case is that you know today is Shabbos. Just you forgot, you did not know all these are osir. And now with the kasha, what do you mean you know it? Shabbos, the teretz was, it goes to leave with the Rebbe Kiva, you know there's nisar tchumin. Shrashi shimoson, obolu adiacho, shim nisalmo kol hilcha Shabbos imenu. If you forgot all the halachis, still chayiv kama chatois alov. You should know you chayiv a lot of chatois for this, you chayiv 39 chatois. Right, the Mishnah says, hazarei of the achirish, planting and then plowing. Shred gemara michti, Mikra of Karvibresha. First you go and plow the ground. Before you put the seed in, first you have to make the ground soft. Is listening Kharish? Let the Mishnah start off first Kharisha, first plowing. For the listening Zurain, then we'll say about planting. That's the Seder. Trashi Mikhba Kavim is Kharshim. First you plow and then you plant. And for the Gemara, Tona Beret Yisrael Kori, Koi. Our Tana is talking about people in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was like this. The Zari Beresha, first they plant. And then they plow again. In other words, they do two times plowing. First they plow one time. To get the ground right in the soil is very, very hard. So first they plow a little bit to be able to get the seed inside. They put the seed inside. Then after they seed, they do again a harisha later. So the chiddush is that you chayev the harisha for the second harisha. Is vohoda karvi. So Rashi, there is Yisrael. Koshihi, the ground is very hard in Eretz Yisrael. Even after you did one plowing and you put the seed inside the ground, you can't cover up the seed unless you do another harisha. There's a chiddush that this is also called harisha. This is a tremendous chiddush. There's a tzad to say this should be called zareya. This should not be called harisha anymore. Because harisha lechur is called stam, softening the ground. That's called harisha. But the chur, when you have the seed in there ready, and now you're making it, putting the ground, throwing the ground on top of the seed, the chur, that should be called zareya. Just like if somebody waters a plant. After you put the seed in, you water it, you're chayim mishum zareya. It's called, you're making it grow better. So the chur, that's the chiddush here. The second covering up the seed, there are a lot of kashas here. I think in the Gemara Taki in Moed Kotten, is mashma is zareya. Now you have to say here the Masap Eisen has to the kasha. The like one man the yom says you only chayif is a ray of them. When you take ground and put it on top of seeds, you're making the seeds grow better. That's a type of zareya. So here you have to say no. Here while the mitzvah is not just tam taking the dirt and throwing on top of the seeds. You're gefort making another harisha now. Gefort you're taking the top soil and mamish crushing it down. So the ikki you're doing is a harisha. That's the chiddush. The ho nami harishi. This is also considered a harisha. Don't think it's called a zareya now. No, since you're doing a ma'isa harisha, you're taking mamish not just tam throwing the ground back on top, but you're still crumpling up the ground, making a harisha. You chayif a harisha. Zedemar Tonis says in the Braisa, Hazareya, if you plant, V'hazoymer. Hazoymer means you pull out the bad seed, the bad leaves. V'hanoite. Hanoite is another type of planting. Noite usually means you have a stick, a branch, and you note, you're planting the whole branch already. V'hamavrich. Hamavrich means if you have a long branch, mavrich is a long branch, and in between you stick it in the ground. Like you have a long vine, and in the middle of the vine you stick again into the ground. V'hamakiv. That's you take one branch and put it into another branch. Hakova. That's called grafting. Yeah. When you're grafting. Is kula malach achasein. They're all considered one malach of zareya. It's all different ways of making something grow better. Trashi kula malach achasein. The zoymer. Zoymer is pulling out the bad leaves. Nami litzmuchi lonihu. You also mechavan to pull out the bad leaves. Kadei the rest of the leaves could grow better. See how kavana to make it grow better. But nafkamin here is the yovad lekulam bahadi zarei. If you do all these malachis at one shot of one helim, loy mechayiv elachoda. You only chayiv one chatis. To oisam malachas harbe behelam mechad you chayiv only one chatis. So that's because even though there are all different types of malachis here, but it's like toldos of the same one av. They're all toldos of zareya. So when you do an av and a tolda, you only chayiv one chatas. So reyes a krashi, that's the av malacha. V'noiteya a krashi, it's not me av malacha hu. Dainu zereila, shezeb izroyim, zeb bilonis. His noteya means I could take a whole tree and plant it into the ground now. That's mamash nav malacha. His zereya means taking a seed and planting the seed. And noteya means taking a whole tree, like a small tree, a whole stalk, and putting it someplace else. V'chein mavrich umarkiv. The same thing, Mavrich and Markov, is also types of Zeriah. El Azoymer told, Avuzod, Rashi Zachidish here, Markov or Markov is also Avus Malachis. That's also Mamish planting. Grafting is also planting. And Mavrich means if you have a long vine, you take the middle of it and push it into the ground, that it gets new roots there and it grows it better. That's also Mamish, the Av Malacha of planting. Avuzoymer told her, the only one here, Lent Rashi, that's called the Toda, is Zoymer. Zoymer is not mamish planting. Zoymer is just you pulling off the bad leaves. But by pulling off the bad leaves, you make the rest of them grow better. That's a tolda of Zoraya. For the Gemara, my kamash, what's the chiddish here? Ho kamash mulon, this chiddish. Ho isa molochas harbe, main moloch achas, even though they're all an av moloch of Zoraya. But since I call upon him the cheshbon of the 39 molochas, they're all only one moloch, is a nechayev al achas. Still yoni chayev one chattis. Zoymer, if you pull off the bad leaves, you chayim mishun nateya. It's a toldo, and the av is nateya. A nateya is the av of planting trees. So if you're pulling off bad leaves of trees by making the tree grow better, that's a toldo of its av of nateya. But where you mamish plant the tree, v'hamavrich, or you have this long vine and you stick the middle of it into the ground, v'hamarki, if you do grafting, is chayiv mishum zereya. Yechayiv mishum zereya. That's an av malacha planting. For the Gemara mishum zereya in mishum nateya lo. What do you mean only zereya? The zereya lechur means putting seeds in the ground. Here, markiv and macha, that's in the trees. And the Gemara eima af mishum zereya. It means there's also zereya. But about it's nateya also. When you're handling with trees, it's called nateya. And when you're handling with seeds, it's called Zeraya. So Rashi, Zoymer Chayim Mishum Toldos Neteya, Letzmuchi of it. Zoymer, pulling off the bad leaves, that's for Kavona to make the tree grow better, that's a Tolda of Neteya. For Neteya, the Rashi Gufa, V'chei Mavruch U'Makim, Chayim Mishum Zeraya Kleima. Inu Nami Zeraya, and it's also the Chlal V'Yav Malacha Zeraya. Zer Av Bezroyim, Zer Av Bilonis. It's the same Av Malacha. No, one's called an Av of Zeroyim, of seeds, putting the seed in the ground, and by trees it's called Noteya. But it's not much the same Av Malacha. Mishum Noteya loz drashi amavrich v'yamakav koi, eimaf mishum zereya. Tahad zereya bilonis. This is called the zereya bilonis. V'yavad le bahadi zereya mechayim chodev sulom. If you'll take a seed and plant the seed, and then later you'll be markiv or machriv, you'll like take the vine and put it down in the middle of the ground, or else you'll do some grafting, you'll only be chayiv one chatis. Because Zoraya and Noteya is all a chiluk of the same Av Malach. Omar Rav Kana, Zoymer, if you're pulling off the bad branches, the bad leaves, Vitzarach Leitzim, so you have two kavonas now. You take and need branches. You need wood in the house. You want to make a fire. You need the wood. So you're pulling off this bad wood with two kavonas. You want the branch, and you also want the tree to grow better without the branch. You should know chayiv shtayim. Obazoy, with this one ma'isa, you chayiv two avos malachis. Achas mishum kaitzer. One you chayiv mishum kaitzer, you're pulling off the branch, off the tree, that's mamash kaitzer. The achas mishum nateya. And by pulling off this branch, you're also mechavin that the tree should grow better. So you chayiv mishum nateya. Shrashi v'tzorach leisim, le'asaka. You need branches in the house now to make a fire. Mishum the tzorach lem heavy told of the kaitzer. Since you need it, it's called the tzorach of kaitzer. The tzorach nami liktzer. You need it for cutting it off. There are kashas in this also. Really, the Gemara in the Moikon blives a kastira to Avkana. The Gemara there says, if you do one maisa, you can't be chai for two malachas. You only be chai for one malacha. The other case is, rather, if you have a tree growing, and the bottom of the tree you soften the ground. So one man the Yomah says it's called Harisha, and one man the Yomah says no, it's called Noteya Zoraya. Your kavanah is to make it grow better. But you can't be chayiv for two, and one mice you can't be chayiv two malachis. The Kanemar alone has the kash there. I hear for one mice you chayiv two malachis. Is one mice a ksira? Breaking off this branch, you chayiv two malachis. So then the Yosmech says the chiluk is like this. by pulling off the branch is called two separate maaser mili. It's called the maaser was done in the branch you pulled off. You have a branch now, and it's also considered the maaser was done in the tree. Now the tree will grow better. Mashenki, when you just go and soften the ground, you're doing one maaser soften the ground. The shiloh, this one maaser does two things. It softens the ground, that's Kherisha, and it also makes it grow better. But there it's mamish called one maisa. But here, by pulling off the branch, it's considered two different things. A maisa was done in the branch itself, you have a branch now, and there was also maisa done to make the tree grow better. That's what here we hold like Rav Kana, Yechayiv to. Weiter. Omer Rav Yosef, Hai man de kotol as pasta. Somebody cuts off as pasta, Rashi says, that shachas. That's like tfuah, that's only one third grown. The koitzu naisa gimu pomin. Amo, you cut it down three times the chodesh in a month. The chodesh of a tzemech, and it grows back very fast. So if somebody cuts down the aspasta, it's chayiv shtayim. Yosa chayiv too. Achas mishum koitzum, it's easy to cut off the tfuah, the chayiv mishum koitzum. Viachas mishum nateya. But you cutting off the shachas, you make it grow back much better. So baita, you have the same kavon, you chayiv too. Omer Abaye, chay man de konev sukkah. If somebody picks off radishes, trash the corner silka choytech tradin, you cut off a radish mina mechuba from the ground for choizin v'gdelim, and vice versa, you cut off the radish, it also grows back much better again. It's also chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum koytzi, cut off the radish v'yachas mishum zareya, by cutting off the radish, you make another one grow back better. That's called also a zareya chayiv too. Right? The Mishnah says v'ha chayrish. Charish is chayiv. If you go and plow, you chayiv for charish. Tonda. Ha chayrish, plowing. Vi ha chayfer, and you dig a hole. Vi ha charitz. You mamish make a charitz. You make a line in the ground. Kula melachas hachasein. If any melacha you're doing to soften the ground, that's called the melachas charisha. Charisha means you're softening the ground. So you can soften the ground by mamish plowing it, or else by making a hole in the ground, or else by making scratches in the ground. That's all melachas hachas. Rashi hachoritz oisa charitza mekaki. You make scratches in the karka. Melachas achasein ein achayev elachas. To kula lerepuya aya avida. Hey, the melachas charitzes is softening the ground. All the kavon here was to soften the ground. So yachayev. Melachas achasein. Omer Rav Sheshes. Hoisa loy gav shushis. If you have a little hill in the ground, could be in your house, could be in the fields. You have a little hill. You have a gav shushis. Rashi tail caught in a little mountain. The not law, and you take it out, like to smoothen the ground. You don't like this bump in the ground. You take out the gashusha to smoothen the ground. It depends. The bias, if you did this in your house, on all the good times the house didn't have any carpets there, you had ground, you had floor. You had ground on the floor, that was the floor. So if you do in your house, it's chayiv mishum boina. By smoothing it out, your floor, that's a chayiv mishum boina. You're building the house. Even though you're not touching the house itself, but that's called the house. The house means all four walls around you, all six. Any part, the roof, the ceiling, the floor, is all part of the house. Yechayim mishum boina. Shrashi babayis, shayich binyin, shemiskavim lahashvis kakisoy. You'll be mechavim to smoothen out your floor, that's a chayim mishum binyin. Besode chayim mishum chorish. If you're in your fields, and you take out a small mountain there, a small hill, to smooth out the ground, that's a chayim mishum chorisha. So Shrashi mishum chorish, vayta demrat the aria. By taking off this little hill, you're softening the ground there. Any softening the ground is a chayim mishum charisha. Omar Rova, hoy salay guma. You had a hole in the ground. Vitoina, and you took now some dirt and filled up the hole. Is vaita. Babais, if you had this hole in your own house, a hole in the ground, and you filled it up, is chayim mishum boin. It's called you made yourself a nice, beautiful floor, and you chayim. Vesod mishum charish. If you do it in the field, it's also mishum charisha. Shrashi guma vitoma. The offer, you fill it up with dirt. Is hainu cherish, sha'ofer shemilu boy, heavy ripui. You soften it now. V'toiv l'zriya. And the pshat alamol for softening the ground is you're making it good to plant there. V'hish for the karka, liyath nizri masada. If you smoothen out the karka, you take away the hole, you make it now that you could even plant, but mokim, there was a hole. V'smad, there's a hole, you can't plant there. The sower won't go there. But now that you smooth it out, it's a mokim, you could plant, that's also melechas charisha. Hey, Charisha, the tight shit, you're softening the ground, I'm not to be able to plant it. Right. Omar Rebbe Abba. Ha choyfe gume b'Shabbos. Somebody digs a hole on Shabbos. The ain't a tzorach eli aforo. The only reason why he's digging the hole is not to soften the ground there, not to make a mokum roi to plant. But he needs dirt. He has to take dirt home. So Meili is out in the field now digging a hole. Only plurally I'm not to take the dirt. But the hole itself he doesn't want. In such a case, potter alei. V'afil Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hole, Dover Sheni Meskavin, is potter, still hold Yechayiv. Here Rabbi Yehuda is made the potter. Why? The Yom HaMelocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Chayiv alei. Even though Rabbi Yehuda is all over Melocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv. So here, you're digging a hole. Digging a hole, like we said before, in the house, really it should be boina. In the fields, really it should be harisha. So really you're doing a melacha. No, it ain't tzrich l'gufa. You don't want this melacha though. You don't want the hole itself. What you want is just the offer. You want the dirt. It was negate to you, if I could have dirt without making a hole, I'd also be happy. So it's called ain't tzrich l'gufa. You don't want the gufa melacha here. You don't want the hole badafka. What you want is the offer. So even though Rabbi Yehuda all over says, "Oh, melacha shein tzrich l'gufa is still chayiv alei," since the mesiyah you're doing the melacha, even though you don't want the purpose of it, yichayiv. Here also, you're not a shogeg here, you're not a name is kavan. You know what you're doing. You just don't have kavana to use the hole. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, all over yichayiv, here you potter. Why? Hani mi the mesakin. When does Rabbi Yehuda say, "Oh, melacha shein tzrich l'gufa is chayiv alei"? The moshav you have a mace, and you want to take the mace out of the house. See, kavanu is not really carrying the mace through Rosh Hashanah. Your kavanu is just to get the mace out of the house. But I call upon him, when you take him out of the house, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv. Because it's called the Melechas Tikkun. You're a Mesakin, now the house is without the mace, you could use the house. But over here, you'd be Mekalkal. High Mekalkalu. By making a hole in the ground, you'd be Mekalkal. So, Kilkal, even if Yehuda is Mardi Apotah. Strashi, Eliyaforo, Lechasit Soya. You're digging a hole now, but not to use the hole, just to use the offer that comes out of it.
To use the offer.
Is why? The kilkulhu. You're ruining your house. In the field is not right to plow there, to sow there. But if you would need this hole, then chayim mishun boinim. Because then it's not called a kilkul. All you need a hole there. You want to store things there. That's not called a kilkul. But in the case when you don't want the hole, all you want is just the dirt. So by taking the dirt, mitzvah, you're making a kilkul. You're ruining the floor. So as kilkul, you put your lay. Rabbi Yehuda, the perikam, I think I'm much yes a mace, a mita. The sakin, I'm much yes a mace. My shank in here is called a kilkul, you chay. You put it. Right. Fi ha koitzer. Cutting off tefuah, cutting off peiros is chayiv. Tona, ha-koitzer, cutting off apples. Ha-boitzer, boitzer usually is by grapes, cutting off the grapes. The ha-goyder is usually by olives. You call it cutting off the olives. The ha-masik, the ha-oira, kulon melochas achas. These are all types of cutting off different type of peiros. And it's all one melocha. So drashah forget, I mean, it's like, goyder is b'tomorim, that's taking off a dates. O-moisik, that's b'zaitim, that's pulling off the olives. That's what's figs. You know, different malachas are pulling off the tefuah, but all these is one av malacha of kaitzer. If you do them all together, you only chayev one chatas. Omer Rapapa, hay man deshoda pisa ledikla. Somebody throws a pisa, sadrashi, pisa srugov ledekl, means a piece of dirt, a mud, a piece of hard mud, a piece of dirt, like a piece of a rock even, you threw it to the palm tree. And by throwing it to the palm tree, you knocked off some dates. The dates fell down. Is Haiman to show the piece? Really, it's like took a stone. It means a piece of mud here. He took the piece of mud and threw the dikla. The asa tamri, and you made the dates fall down, fall off the tree. Is chayiv shtayim? In such a case, you over two over some lochis. What's the shtayim? Achas mishum teilish, and it says you caused the figs, the dates, to come off the tree. That's called teilish. The achas mishum mafarik. There's also nav melocha mafarik. You'd be mafarik the dates. When dates grow, it grows a whole cluster full of dates. By cooling off one date, that's called being mefarik. You're pulling off one out of a whole bunch, it's called mefarik. Let's see Rashi. The osa tamri hishit tamar. You made the dates fall off. Tolish, told of the kaitzer. That's treated. Making the dates fall off, that's a told of kaitzer pulling off. Kaitzer, yichayit. Mefarik. What's the mefarik? Here's a Rashi, told us the dash. Mefarik is a told of dash of threshing on it. Shemafarik tfuah mishibaleha. Usually means you have the wheat with a shaft around it. So if you bang on the wheat to get the shaft off, that's called dash. Loshen perik min achomer. Loshen perik means you take off the peckles off the donkey. A donkey is full of a lot of peckles on him. You take it off, that's called perik. Is Blaz Rebbeinu Levi. Now the gam betrus Rebbeinu Meshulam agreeing, but Stasi came. V'yav zeh mefarik hatmor min amechabdis. Since you have a whole cluster full of dates, if you have a cluster full of dates, it's called like a whole big peckle here. By taking off one or two, that's called mefarik. You're separating it from its whole masri. That's called mefarik. A tremendous chiddush according to Rashi. I think the Igle Tali has the kasha according to Rashi then. If you ever have a cluster full of grapes in your own house, there should be an issa pulling off grapes on Shabbos. Because even though it's cut off already, but there's an issa mefarik now. You're taking off a bunch of grapes of mefarik, there should be a mefarik according to Rashi, yes. So in the Torah they say is, if you do a derech achila, it's not called mefarik. Here mefarik means it's not called derech achila right now. You have the tomorrow on the trees. So you're banging off one or two tamarim to get them down, but you're not going to eat it then. You start getting the tamarim to take it home. That's called melechet mefarik. But you have a whole bunch of grapes, and you're pulling off the grapes right now to eat. Avada Rashi is also moedim mitzmuta, because that's called derech achila. But this is Rashi's pshat. Toisus dings it. Toisus said about it's not called mefarik here. There's no mefarik here. Mefarik usually means you take the shaft off the tefuah. You have to take off like the pseulis off the oichel. That's called mefarik. Here you're not taking off any pseulis. It's all oichel and oichel here. Alright, well, what he'll say, mefarik means you're taking it off the tackle there. Kreitzer means you have the tefuah here, and the mefarik is that there's a whole bunch of tamarim there, you're smoothing out that bunch. So that's called the melacha was done to the bunch. It's also called two different melachas here. That's the mefarik here. You took off the tackle off the thing. What Tais learns here?
Part of Tais.
Alright, some difference here. Chaim Mishum Amachik, Shechelim Amachik is a dad of Machlik. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a tough thing. The Achaz Shem Mafarik, and Nirul Rik, my Shem Mafarish Rashi, Shem Mafarik, Kilim Mimatsi, Mina Perish Olov. Like my Shem Perish Ben Shmuel, Sheeshala Tomorrow Klipa. I was talking about that the dates itself has a Klipa shell around the date. Hell Yonu Kishu Ma'amaki b'tomorim. When you hit the dates, Mefarik es a klipa mina tomorim. Oh, that's mamish mefarik then. Rabbi mamish kumoy dash. She mefarik es a tua mina shibolus. That's Tosis pshat. Hey, there's a shell out of shell around the date. And when you hit the dates, you take off the shell out of the dates. That's mamish mefarik. Just like wheat, you're taking off the shaft off the wheat. That's mefarik. Here's the also with mamish mefarik. Right. Yeah, is Mela high man to show the piece of dick of Yostamar, Chai Shamach Mishum Tol Zach Mishum Mepharek, Vavashi Yamanein, Ein Derech Tlisha Vakach, Vien Derech Prika Vakach. You put them in the Raisa. That's called Shleike Derech, that's called the Shinui. It's not a Derech Tlisha picking off Paris by throwing a rock there and hit it down. So Mela it's Ptur Midiraisa, but the Rabbanon will be Yosa, but Midiraisa is called the Shinui. Who then it's not a Derech Prika Vakach, there's no list of the Raisa. Fight to be Hamamir. If you gather together the Paris where they grow, that's minor. Omar Rova, Haiman the Kon of Milcho, Milmachosa, where they make the salt by the ocean, if you gather together the salt there, it's also Chayim Mishumimir. Abaya, the name we pass to Gabaya, Imur Elabudulakaka. The Melechus Mimir is only by Gdulakaka, something that grows off the ground. Like Paris that fall off the tree, gather them together, that's the Melechus Mimir. But salt that doesn't grow off the ground, there's no Melechus Mimir on salt. Rashi, the corner of Milchi Milcha, Shetzava Melech Mimisreifes Mayim. When they make come out of the water, you make the salt there and gather it together. So the first one said, that's also Mayimir. Shemavshach Teuchim Mayim in Ayam, Bacham Zorfoy, the sun dries out the water. Venas the Melech, the Eista Charitz Karim Lichosi. Mishumayim Eshachu Kimisasiv, you gather together. And we hold like a Baya, no, there's only Mayimir by Gdule Karkam. Something that grows. Salt doesn't grow, there's no Isser Mayimir. Vihadash, Tona, Hadash, if you thresh it, V'yahamanafetz, you hit it. V'yahamanafetz is kula melacha achasim. It's all different type of melachas of hitting the tefuah, hitting the wheat to get the shaft off. Shrashi Manafetz means pishtim begvulim. If you have a pishtim that's flax, and you're hitting, the combing out the flax, is also a way of getting the shaft off the thing itself. The Amanafet, Tsemer Geffen, if you have wool, the Keshes Kederach Umnim, the Tsemer Geffen Gdule Karko, is called Gdule Karko, Lachi Kori Nifu Delay, told us the Dash, Shemafara Garina Mimenim, by combing out the wool, you're getting the seeds out of the wool. Well, Lachi Korolei told us Manafet Tsemer, it's not Doimut to Manafet Tsemer, I mean Tsemer Geffen is cotton, the get of cotton. If you have cotton and you like, comb out the cotton to get the seeds out, that's a melecha doima to dash. You're taking the psoilus out of the thing itself. And it's not doima to combing out wool. Combing out wool, there's no psoilus there. You start combing it out. But here, combing out the cotton, that's doima to a melecha of dash. Stop here. What's the Gosh Baruch Hu?
Find Gimel on the base, the last Gemara, the last two dots. Hazera, Habura, Vehatechim, Vamarakit. These are all Ovis Molochis that the Mishnah Chesh Ben Zoy is for one of the Lamates Molochis. For the Gemara, Hainu Zera, Hainu Boirer, Hainu Marakit. For the Gemara, like, why are they considered three different Ovis Molochis? They're all the same Inyan. They're all three types of being Mavar, taking away the Eichel from the Pselis. So, Drash Yovah Gassinan. Hainu Zoira, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marakit. Hainu Zatrashi means Kemoi, Hainu Kloimer. The Maf, the Glutona, the Mas Nisan. Litlas, how come the Tana, the Mishnah says this in three different cases? For Loikulon, Melocha, Achasein. The Mafresh Eichel, Menaf Selis. They're all three different ways of taking the Eichel from the Selis. They're all like Borer. So why does the Mishnah cheshbin it like three different Novus Melochas? And the Gemara Abaye, Verovod Yarm, Tavayu. Called Milso the heavy Mishkan. Is any melocha that was in the Mishkan